His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, my friend Rich Robertson, Lutheran Church Extension Fund President and CEO. Rich, welcome back.
Andy, great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Always love chatting with you, visiting with you, and learning more about LCEF, Lutheran Church Extension Fund. What has Lutheran Church Extension Fund been? What is it today?
You know, we are proud to have roots as far back as 1902, when several forward-thinking LCMS congregations pooled funds together to establish a new church in a neighboring community. That was the start of what is known today as church extension. And from that blossomed in all the districts within the LCMS, in which today we have 35, in which there were independent CEF organizations that supported the financial needs of the district. And then in 1978, Andy, is when everything kind of came together, or at least the opportunity of coming together, whereby the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, with a resolution in convention, allowed for the establishment of one organization. And each of the districts had the opportunity of joining it. And today, we're proud to be associated with 29 of those districts, in which they've all, over the course of the years, have joined LCEF. The most recent one, by the way, is the CNH district that joined just last year. And everyone has pooled their funds together so that we're able to support the ministries worldwide of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
What would you say is the chief cornerstone of LCEF's work?
Well, everyone knows us for lending, and we have over $1.4 billion of loans in our portfolio today. And our roster church workers, we now are supporting them as well and have for a number of years. And our portfolio there is also sizable. And so lending is certainly a hallmark. It's certainly a cornerstone of what we do. But we've gone well beyond that, because over the years, we've also discovered opportunities where LCEF can assist congregations, whether it be in the vision of the congregation. Today, we have a program called Vision Path that our ministry support group, among a series of other agencies within this group, that they are supporting congregations that have really very specific needs. I think you probably are very familiar with Laborers for Christ.
Absolutely.
You know, that's one of the groups within ministry support that in their focus, obviously, is all about construction and providing, where they can, opportunities for the startup of ministries, or in today's environment, also making improvements to ministries, whether it be making sure there's more of a green focus, if you would, whereby there's a way of saving congregations a series of dollars as a result of converting the electrical, or converting, if you would, different components of the ministry. So ministry support is slowly becoming a nice cornerstone for LCEF, because it is providing a lot of significant services. Probably the biggest one that ministry support has is capital funding services, which is does capital campaigns and supports ministries through those initiatives. So there's a lot more than just lending, and of course investing. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a dedicated investment team. And we have investors all around the country that provide us these resources to do the work that we do.
So in addition to providing loans to ministries, there are a number of resources that congregations or ministries might need while they're in that chapter of life together, in that chapter of ministry, associated resources they might need. And so this is kind of this one-stop shop, if you will, in a sense, providing those associated resources and support that they might need while they're in that same chapter.
There's no question about it. If a congregation has the concept, idea, and is trying to figure out, is it appropriate for their community? You know, we have all kinds of opportunities for them to learn more about what's around them by doing demographic studies and starting, if you would, the whole process for them to really see if God is really looking at the congregation or the ministry to blossom in a way that they're thinking that it should.
Now, last time you and I talked, you were headed out on a trip headed to the other side of this planet. tell me a little bit about that.
Well, 36 hours later, after I got on the first plane, I made my way to Hanoi, where the Concordia International School, that has been in operation for about 6 years already, they were dedicating their new building that was supported through the resources of LCEF. So I had the incredible opportunity of being part of the dedication there, and also in combination with that, the Asian Lutheran Educators Conference was also being held that same weekend. So I had a chance to meet some wonderful people that are doing incredible work in the Asia Pacific region. But the Concordia International School, you know, they started, like I said, about 6 years ago. They started with about 50 students. And we're talking about not just Americans, by the way. We're talking actually the majority of which are actually Vietnamese and Korean that are located in that geography. Last year, I think their enrollment was about 250. And this year, as a result of the new building and new facilities, they've already blossomed by another 120 or so students. So the growth has been absolutely phenomenal to be able to provide a Christian education in a country that is not favoring Christian education. I think is just, again, incredible work by the team. Steve Winkleman is the director of the school, been with it since the very start, and we couldn't have a better person in place doing the work that they're doing. And I suspect that they will be of the same level in the not-too-distant future of what's gone on in Shanghai, what's gone on in Hong Kong. And these are schools that have just that are doing incredible work. The enrollments are through the roof. Shanghai and in particular, but Hong Kong, I think, is in the 2,500 student range that they have. So they're touching a lot of folks in countries that are not particularly fond of having Christians touch.
Why was it important for LCEF to partner with our international schools to provide the support? Do you feel like you accomplished what you set out to do in this?
Yeah, and I think that's probably better asked of them. I think they're accomplishing what they what they've said that they want to do, and we go alongside ministries, whether they're in Hong Kong or Hanoi or somewhere in Fort Wayne or Valparaiso, Indiana, or any location that has the mission of growing the gospel, and we certainly want to be there alongside them during the good days and also the challenges, because not everything happens exactly the way people think it's going to, and we've been fortunate to be able to go alongside ministries, and ultimately we see them thrive as a result of their partnership with us and working through some of the challenges collectively.
So the schools are doing well. The schools are thriving. We've been working with international schools. Any other international opportunities ahead of us?
Actually, you know, we see more and more our involvement with partner churches has certainly expanded in recent years, and it gives them the opportunity of using the resources of LCEF, if appropriate, if the mission meets all the qualifications that are going forward. So we are, in fact, actively working with a couple very large opportunities in countries that, again, are not particularly strong in Christian faith. So we expect to see more, especially on the side of education. That seems to be a real focal point, if you would, in the international arena. One in particular, in Uruguay, they're looking at establishing a Lutheran university. And they already have the site, and they already have the location and the building, and they're seeking to go alongside. And they just became a partner church at our last convention. And we're actively discussing with them our involvement potentially in that whole program that they've got going on there. So there's a lot of things today that we do that we probably didn't do 20, 30, 40 years ago. And certainly there's a lot of reasons for that, but clearly the world is getting a lot smaller, and it as far as I can tell, the mission of our church isn't just in the 50 states in which we call the United States, but rather it's global, and mm-hmm. we want to participate where it makes sense for us to do that.
Well, those are just a few of the things that happened in 2016. Other things from 2016, we just had the annual report rollout recently. Other things from this 2016 year?
Actually, if your listeners would go and have a chance to see our annual report, and it's easily seen on our website, which again is www.lcef.org. And I think you're going to see that the theme, creating a bold future together, is really coming to life in reality. You're seeing that there's an incredible amount of strength with our investor base. We have over 58,000 investors of LCEF that give us total assets of $1.8 billion. And that critical mass gives us the opportunities to do what we do. But, you know, there are some very simple things that you see. And, in the report itself, there's a congregation, and I'm not going to do justice to the town. It's Shetook, Oklahoma. And, you know, they were meeting in a funeral home for many years. And finally, after discussions with LCEF and discussions with membership, you know, they finally had a chance to build their own church. Hmm. And they are just thriving in that location. They underestimated the strength and what they could do by the excitement that came about as a result of the construction. And then, you know, we've done things in this past year in Elkhorn, Nebraska, where we met the needs of young families in the communities through the support that we had through the congregation there. So it's just across the board, we've just seen just some incredible work, and we have been blessed to be able to support new opportunities. To give you an idea, Andy, just in 2016, just new funds that LCEF provided to ministries. So this isn't re-engineering or refinancing of loans. You're talking about LCEF deploying about $160 million last year. And that's a sizable amount in terms of new opportunities for ministry throughout the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Well, you mentioned the finding the annual report, and how can we find that and other information about LCEF?
I don't do justice in these interviews in terms of the things that all the saints at LCEF are doing on a day-in, day-out basis. I would tell you there's two great ways of doing it. You can certainly go to the website, which, again, I'm going to repeat, is www.lcef.org. Or if you have something more specific, give us a call. We have info reps that are incredible. There's about five of them. I think at times there's six that have all the answers that you would need. If there's a question that you have, they'll either direct you or they'll sit there on the phone and share with you the knowledge that they have about whatever that question might be about. So I would, and if you want that phone number, the easiest way to do it is to go to the website, because it's right there smack in the front. It says the 800 number that we have, and any one of those info reps. And we treasure them, as we do all of the employees at LCEF, but we particularly treasure these because they have the conversations with a lot of folks on a day-in and day-out basis. Just talk to any one of them and tell them Rich sent you. I'm not sure you need to do that, but know that they are enormously capable in answering the questions.
Absolutely. LCEF.org is the website. And you can call 1-800-843-5233. That's 1-800-843-5233 to find out more about Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Rich, thanks so much for being my guest. Always love talking about what's going on at LCEF. Love to hear the results of the great work, too. Thanks so much for sharing about the work with the international schools and the work that's going on around the country as well with LCEF.
Well, thanks what you guys do here at KFUO. This is great to be here.